Well, due to technical difficulties, episode 75 will be re-recorded now.
We're back again.
Yep. Cue the music!
The machine is ever-turning, ever-hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on The Mention the Machine.
Welcome back again, ladies, gentlemen, and others. This is episode 75, The Rehappening. We had recorded half of an episode 75 before technical difficulties wiped it out.
We recorded the whole episode.
Well, we recorded a whole episode, but it only actually recorded half of it. Mm-hmm. So it was due to technical difficulties, I suppose. We're not sure what happened.
Nope.
But technology lied to us. So we're back again, this time trying it all over again.
Uh-huh.
We'll start, we can start with the same question, or you want to go different?
Same question.
So the question I asked Joel before was, taken from Tim Ferriss, and he took it from somebody else, and basically, every day, concert pianists and some of the best pianists in the world, they have to practice their scales. And what are you practicing daily that is your scales?
Nothing.
It's a different answer than what you said last time. But there are things that you're doing daily that are good, for good or ill, you're doing them daily that are... You once you become conscious of that idea, you realize you're building a pattern and a habit into yourself of something. Maybe it's something you don't want to do, something you do want to do.
Well, I've been thinking about the last 2 months. It's been hot and annoying.
Yeah, very hot.
That's basically broken a lot of my stuff.
A lot of your habits, you mean?
Yeah, habits and whatnot.
So your habits are all temperature dependent.
Apparently they are. So is my sleep, apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't have air conditioning, sleep in the summer is brutal, especially when it's 90 plus degrees during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get that nice desert coolness.
Nope. Mm-mm. When my air conditioner wasn't working, it's like, oh, it's 60 degrees outside. It's still 90 degrees in my house. It's humid as fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought I was bitching about the electric bill, but I'd rather have a high electric bill and fucking air conditioning than not.
I'd rather that perfect temperature of 70 degrees.
Hmm.
Don't need any heat, don't need any cooling.
Mm-hmm.
Just takes care of itself.
Yeah.
Occasional fan.
Mm-hmm. Something to get the air moving.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, since we started the conversation in our last one, and then events have transpired since then, how was BJJ, Joel?
Brutal.
Joel went and did his first and his second jiu-jitsu class
in the same day.
Yeah, in the same day he went for the fundamentals class first, which was my mistake. I should have sent him to the introductory class, but I always forget that one exists. And then he went back in the evening for the introductory class, which I think he got more beat up in the introductory class than the fundamentals.
It's too much for me to remember, and plus with a water heater going out, brakes being when wheel and tires, I'm like, this is a whole lot of money coming out of my pocket. And plus, I didn't recover till Thursday. Like, I went to bed Wednesday, and I'm like, if I don't feel good, I don't think I should go to jiu-jitsu Thursday. And then Thursday night, I go to my parents. My dad's been sealing driveway for like the past month. He buys like 10 buckets at a time and will work in the driveway. I unload the truck. He did the pressure washer. He's doing his thing. I'm like, okay, ready to go home. I grab the one extension cord and I do the whip snap to get it to move.
Mm-hmm.
And my back's like, oh no, you don't. I'm like, what the hell? I do this all the time.
I need to lay down. Joel's letting himself become old. He let the old man in.
I did not.
Yeah, you're bitching about the temperature and
he kicked the door in. What are you talking about? It's that guy from Dexter. Surprise, motherfucker.
It's geriatric time.
Christian's like, I don't like you getting choked out by other men. That seems weird.
Wait until you start getting into positions like north-south, then you're like, I'm done with this jiu-jitsu shit. There are positions in jiu-jitsu where I will not allow myself to, like, linger. I'm like, I'm out of here because this is not somebody's photo opportunity.
Well, like, in the intro class, like, they had me wrap my legs around the guy and, like, try and get out of that position. Mm-hmm. And then, like, then it was like, oh, live. I'm like, what do you mean live? I got, like, two moves. I don't even know how to do those right. So I'm like, okay. Somehow I got out of the one. And then the second time I'm like, you know what? I don't get to. He goes, now you got to try and choke him out or be choked. I'm like, I'm gonna make it a stalemate. No one's winning this game.
Just Darth Vader him, that's all. Just fucking grab him by the throat.
I didn't think that was allowed.
Apparently it is. I didn't think it was either, but I just saw it in a competition where he put his hand on the guy's throat. I'm like, oh, why wouldn't you be able to do that?
Yeah. If I was younger, I'd probably do more of it. But, like, my recovery anymore ain't what it used to be.
That's a secret. You just keep going so you don't have to recover.
Yeah, that wasn't how I felt. When you didn't see me limping down Strip District when I left.
That's everybody that leaves there, though.
It was a good experience, though. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not like, I hate this shit. But it's like, you know, I'm going to get thrown a lot more. I'm going to get choked a lot more. I don't know if you have a dude wrapping their legs around me and me wrap my legs around dudes all the time.
Well, that's the thing is you learn jiu-jitsu so you can prevent people from doing that to you. They're like, oh, I'm going to pull guard on this guy. He probably don't know nothing. You're like, psych, I got this. Like, I'm going to break your guard. And I'm going to put my knee in your chest and just grab the back of your head and pull it.
I'm just going to buy a gun.
That too. That's another option. But there's all kinds of videos of people trying to pull a gun when somebody's trying to take them to the ground, and it just don't work out because they end up with your gun.
Distance. That's a key thing with guns.
That's a very key thing, but people forget that all the time.
Nope.
I see that shit in movies all the time. Like, well, why have you pulled the gun? Why are you walking closer to them? Uh-huh. Like, stay where you are. Like, are you that inaccurate with the gun? Like, you don't have to be super accurate. Like, it's like a knife. Like a knife. You just have to touch somebody with the knife to win the knife fight. Uh-huh. Like, you don't have to fucking like do anything fancy with it. Just touch them with the gun. You just fucking shoot in their general direction. If they don't run, then fucking.
You got bigger problems.
Yeah.
I think the other problem was like some of the moves. Like my body's like, no, we don't do it. We don't move that way.
Yeah, it's weird until you get some of the muscle memory down, and then whenever there's martial arts stuff, I always think there should be like a conditioning class just for those sorts of motions and stuff, which would almost be like a yoga sort of thing. But it'd be like jiu-jitsu yoga.
So I went under yoga blind, and I went under jiu-jitsu blind, and both times like, oh, here's a class. Just do what we do. I'm like, I don't think you understand. I don't know what I'm doing.
They don't. I don't think, like, especially with jiu-jitsu, they don't expect you to know how to do everything. And like,
but I'm saying for a person with my mindset, it's like I'd like to know what I'm getting into. I'd like to know, like, here's what you need to start doing, so that when I go in there, I'm not a complete retard.
I think you used that the last time. Used that word the last time.
I rode the short bus. I'm allowed to use it.
Yeah,
I had a lot of thinking, like, am I going back? Am I doing this for a month straight? Like,
you're going to go back. Once the temperature cools off a little bit and you start getting bored and you can't say, oh, I'm going to get on the bicycle, and don't feel like lifting the weights. And
I think the weights are a lot more forgiving than jiu-jitsu. The weights don't throw me around like a rag doll.
Yeah, Joel's first fundamental class was a feet-to-floor class where we were doing single-leg takedowns. That's a hard first class.
And then, so Travis, I think was the guy's name.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, here's how we fall. I'm like, could use that in the first class.
Here's a break fall for you. Nope. Tuck your chin and hope for the best is what they gave you in the fundamentals class for some reason.
3 days later, why's my neck? Oh, yeah, that's why my neck hurts.
Or because I'm trying to choke you.
I don't know. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah. It could have been worse. It could have just been an all rear naked choke class where then you would have been. Everyone leaves that class sounding like DMX. They're all gravelly.
I don't know how. So. It's funny you say that, because I think day two, I'm like, do I have a sore throat? Why does my throat feel weird?
Am I having a second puberty?
More power to you for doing jiu-jitsu, though. I'm telling you that right now.
I think everyone should do it for 6 months. I think the world would be a better place if everyone knew exactly like how physically incapable they are of violence. Except for you get the, you probably get them with those couple of people that are just fucking super into it. But I've rolled with them, too, and sometimes, like, you look at them, you're like, this dude's going to beat the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. It'll be somebody that's way younger and way more muscular than me, and then it's like, nope.
Well, the cool thing about Trav is like, well, the, us old guys, we don't have nothing to prove, so we tap out. There's no shame in tapping out.
Yeah, and I'm keeping my joints. I was watching a video yesterday, and it was for the, because they just did a jiu-jitsu competition recently where the prize at the end of it was $1 million, which was, like, worth it for a lot of stuff, but, and, like, the guy gets into, like, a knee situation, like a toehold knee situation, and they're like, oh, and he'll let it pop a couple times before he taps, and it's like, I'm like, mm-mm. Uh-uh. And then they said $1 million, I'm like, eh, maybe. I could fucking deal with crutches for 6 months.
I remember the one thing they said was like, if you're already feeling pain, it's too late.
Yeah. If your elbow starts to sound like you're driving up a gravel road, it's too late.
But I tried, and...
Good for you for going back. Now we got to get you in a gi class and see if you really like it or not. Next week, their air conditioner should be installed.
Yeah, I'm out. I am out.
What other weird shit can we get Joel to try?
I was thinking about that. So, like... I didn't tell many people I tried jiu-jitsu this week.
Yeah.
I've tried jiu-jitsu, I've tried taekwondo, I've tried hot yoga, I've done sensory deprivation tanks, I've done rock climbing, I've done bouldering. What other dumb shit have I done that I bought gear for?
Bicycling?
Yeah, I've done cycling.
Excuse me.
Like, I guess I gotta look at my scorecard and be like, you've done a lot of shit. Oh, I've flown a plane.
Yeah, there you go. See? That counts.
Like, I've actually... the guy will actually let me take off. I'm like, that was badass.
Won't let you land, though.
No, I told him I didn't want to land.
Oh, really?
I'm like, yeah, my landings aren't that great. I'll let you do that. Did I tell you the story about that?
Yeah. Yeah, but you can tell our listeners, because...
So, my buddy Mike was trying to get his pilot's license a few years ago. And he got relented. He bought Microsoft Flight Simulator. So I bought Microsoft Flight Simulator. I even did it in VR, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned how to, like, do all the stuff. But, like, all the radio stuff, my ADHD won't allow me to do that, probably. I'd forget something, crash into somebody.
Yeah.
But, like, they had an open date to school for, like, hey, give it a try. Give us, like, $50. We'll let you fly for, like, half an hour.
Yeah.
So they take off. They fly around. And you get the stick.
And they call it a discovery flight or something like that. Yeah.
So the first guy I got was a total douchebag. He's like, oh, look, you're flying. I'm not, hands on the stick. Like, he took off and everything. And, like, he was checking his phone the whole time. Like, oh, yeah, you're flying. I'm like, this is kind of dumb. So then the dude that.
Barrel roll.
So then the dude that was my buddy's flight instructor goes, oh, you want to go up again? I'm like, okay. So I put my money down. He goes, you want to take off? I'm like, okay. Did everything. I'm like, this is fucking badass. I'm flying around. He's like, yeah, go this way, go that way.
Just don't start humming the tailspin theme song to yourself. Because that'd be some stupid shit that I'd do.
No, it'd probably be the Top Gun theme.
Danger Zone. They probably heard that one too many times. So you'll catch them off guard probably with tailspin.
But yeah, that was a fun experience.
I do want to go like drive race cars or something. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, there's those, what was that class you called it? It was evasive driving?
Yeah, defensive driving.
Defensive driving.
Yeah, I want to do that, too.
I'd like to experience a rally car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. We can do that right now, Joel. Just take your car and let's go.
No, like a professional. Like, I want to be strapped in and, like, be there when they, like, do those jumps and shit. Not my suspension. Yeah.
I've seen the one where the guy fucking, he started the turn before he hit the jump, so he landed fucking sideways. And I was like, holy shit. Like, the fact that he didn't roll that fucking thing is impressive.
Wow. So what crazy shit have you done on your list?
A lot of shit. A lot of stuff that I've done has been skill learning, where I've got into it and I've kind of stuck with it. Things like the jiu-jitsu, because like I wanted to learn stick fighting. I wanted to learn knife fighting. I wanted to learn hand-to-hand combat. That's how I wound up doing counterpoint tactical systems. I did that for fucking 10 years, and then I was like, well, I don't really have a ground game, so I got into jiu-jitsu. Did that. Learned how to ride a motorcycle because I wanted to, because it was on my list.
You saw Mission Impossible too, let's be honest.
No. I always wanted to have a motorcycle. Because it's always something that happens. The cool guys always do it. I remember Bill Burr said that. He was like, you ever remember watching those old action movies where the hero, he could just fucking do everything? He could drive a truck, he could drive a car, he could mm-hmm. drive a motorcycle, he could fly a plane, he'd hop in a boat and take care of that. It's mm-hmm. like, so just doing all that. And that's why Bill Burr went and got his helicopter license, because he thought it'd be cool to do it. It's like, I'd like to do that too. But
nope, not to Kobe Bryant. I do not trust helicopters whatsoever anymore.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse, because all the people that learned through being Vietnamese pilot or Vietnam pilots, that generation's dying. So mm-hmm. you're going to have just people that fucking learned on AI. But I wanted to do the Discovery flight thing, but I'm kind of scared of it.
I'd be scared of.
Yeah.
You got to take air out of Latrobe.
Yeah. Well, there's also I think you can do one at the airport out in West Mifflin area.
I'd like a low traffic area. I like stacking the deck in my favor.
I like to live dangerously. I booked myself for a horseback riding lesson that I was going to do, but then I had to cancel because I got sick. And then I just got to rebook that.
Don't become Christopher Reeves.
No. But then there's
Superman can't walk. What kind of world are we living in? Superman can't walk.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Get him some new legs. Yeah, I have to recreate a new list because I haven't copied it into my last two notebooks, and I don't remember where my old notebook is that had it in them. Mm. But I was going down them. Oh yeah, I did the scuba diving thing. I did any chance I get to do stuff like that. That's why I did the situational awareness classes. I've done the stop the bleed classes. I've done the what was the one? basically how not to get taken hostage, like. Class.
Sign that pill?
No. it was interesting because it was like things like, you know, if they try to put a barricade, make sure you aim for the back tire of the car if you're trying to bust through. Mm-hmm. If you do the front, then you're going to end up hitting the engine. It's not going to move. But if you go for the back tire, that thing will fucking spin like a top. Mm. Fun little stuff like that. You know, the little stuff that becomes common habits after a while, like, taking a different route every once in a while, so you know, so somebody can't anticipate which direction you're going to go and where you're going. When you go into a building, walk along the outer edge so you get the full fucking scope of what's going on in there. Mm-hmm. Don't just like go right to the aisle. yeah, I'd like to get skydiving on the list and some of the other creepier stuff. I really want to do one of those wingsuits.
I kind of do, but then I kind of don't.
I'm so terrified of them, but I know it'd probably be a fucking amazing experience.
Because the problem with swings is you need a parachute, and I don't really want a parachute.
Apparently, parachute accidents happen way less than people think.
Tell that to Christy.
Why?
Every time I show her a wingsuit video, and then he died at the end. I'm like, he just landed! Yeah, he died right after that. It's not the video. She does not want me to do a wingsuit.
Yeah, I'd rather do the wingsuit than those guys that are, like, mountain biking on those cliffs where the edge uh-huh. is, like, fucking inch thick and, like, you fall, you're dead. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to have to helicopter your body or you're just leaving, being left there.
Well, what is there left to helicopter?
Yeah, probably not much.
You fall down a couple thousand feet on a rock. Here's some pulp. Jagged rocks. Yeah, that'll work out real well.
You're dead, but they still might bring your body back. I don't know.
I wouldn't bother.
We were watching that show, Untamed, I think it was called, on Netflix. Murder Mystery in Yellowstone. And it starts off with the guys climbing El Capitan, that fucking sheer place, mm-hmm. where the one dude, he just recently soloed it or whatever, with no fucking rope, which is goddamn terrifying. Like my palms fucking start sweating just thinking about
it. How'd he get down?
At the top, it's flat, so You can, there's a trail, I think, that can get you up there.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, they're climbing up, and then suddenly a body falls off the thing. Mm. And it's like, oh, that's how the murder starts. It, like, the body gets caught in their ropes and almost takes them off the thing. Mm. And it's like, oh, well, what happened here?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Beginning of the week, I was pretty down, and now I'm kind of more upbeat.
Mm-hmm. It's Friday. Oh, kendo. I did kendo because I wanted to. Started doing a podcast because I wanted to.
I've written a book.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that too. Self-published and then...
Of course. I can't afford that shit.
No. It wasn't a good book, no, but it was like a... I think it was a precursor to the podcast where I just started putting down some of the stuff that I've been reading and everything.
Oh.
A list of helpful hints and tips.
Mine was called Art of the Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait, Art of the Deal? No, that's Trump. Fuck, I can't. What was Trump's book?
I don't know. Probably might have been called the same damn thing.
No, I did. My foot buddy told me to make a play on that one.
Hmm.
I think it was, I can't remember now. But basically, it was like how to save money online buying shit and how to like online shop and sell websites.
It's still in my Kindle. Like, I see it every once in a while when I go. I don't use Kindle that often because I'm not a big digital book person.
Yeah. Started a business. Started multiple businesses, actually.
Yeah, I think that's probably like something that most people from our generation have done, started a business at this point. Like, everyone wants to be an entrepreneur.
Until it's time to do an entrepreneur shit.
Yeah. Until it's time to fucking sleep on a cot because you fucking spent all your money and you're having an existential crisis. And no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the nervous breakdown.
I get them all the time. My favorite is whenever my former boss, before she left, she'd be like, oh, don't worry, Mike, too late, already done it, I got it over it, we're fine now.
Uh-oh, here comes another one.
How fast can I have this? Can I have this crisis?
Yeah. When you're going through hell, pick up your pace.
So, somebody wrote some books based on the video game Doom.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some of the best quotes ever. Like, the one was like, I'm like a bat out of hell trying to get the hell out of hell.
That sounds terrible. That's like a Duke Nukem fucking word.
It was so bad, so fun.
Well, there was a video from, like, God, almost 20 years ago now, where the guy kept prank calling people, but he just used Duke Nukem, like, audio for the call. He would just say things like, balls. Back when people weren't so sensitive.
Yep.
There's got to be something in the water. But nobody drinks the water except for bottled water.
That's what we were talking about when we started talking about on the way to the good tacos.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everything's Truman Showed. Like, everything's fake. Like, what's actually real anymore?
It's hard to tell. I mean, especially now with AI. Like, I sent you that clip of what I thought was of the thing that could have been from the end of Fantastic Four, but we saw it in Fantastic Four. It wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
But it could have easily been. Mm-hmm. And then you Google it and you find out that Robert Downey Jr. is actually in the movie. That was him actually in the suit at the end.
Was that clip real?
No. But the part at the end where he's sitting there with the boy that takes place 4 years later, the post-credit scene or whatever.
Oh, so he was in the suit. They didn't see
his
face.
Yeah, he's really there. They just didn't show his face.
So, like, the funny thing was, they announced that Robert Downey was going to be Dr. Doom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the announcement. I'm like, oh, they're not getting me this time. All this fake bullshit.
No, it's real. There's a theory about how he became Dr. Doom. And it goes... Because when they went back in time to get the stones, the Tony Stark that they took the stone from becomes paranoid, and because of his PTSD and everything, he becomes more paranoid, and he shuts himself off and everything, and that's how he becomes Dr. Doom. But that doesn't explain how he got Latveria, the country, because that's where Doom's from. So
it doesn't matter. They can write it. They can write their way out of it, or they can just be a shitty writer and not write their way out of it, and just say because we said so.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something that was driving me nuts, is like, So I saw some guy reviewed the Wheel of Time, the series, and talked about how they changed all this stuff, and it made me not want to watch the show.
Oh, the show, yeah.
I'm like, why would you do this?
It changes to change things. Like, it didn't make anything flow smoother. It didn't help the story in any way. It didn't, like I realize you got to condense things down for a TV show, but you got to change things for no reason. Like, if character A does this thing in the books, then character A should do this in the TV show. It shouldn't be whole different characters doing it.
Well, that's like the show Peripheral. They so in the show, it's one. They only made one season, but like they killed off a major character. I'm like, whoa! What's going on here? That didn't happen in the book.
Changes to be changes. And then ever since you pointed out to me that the people that are making these changes are people who don't actually have real conversations with real people, I see that in a lot of stuff now where I'm watching it. And I'm like, whoever wrote this, they because we're watching Resident Alien and like. The way the people talk, I'm like, people don't talk like that. People don't act like that in the real world. Like, this is too, like, fake monologue. Like, oh, this is my, I'm this person, this is my quirk, so I've got to highlight it all the time. It's, like, it's also the problem I have with, like, the superhero movies and Marvel and all that is everyone has the same sense of humor after Guardians of the Galaxy. It's like, everyone's fucking same jokes.
Well, like, for example, like, how many times throughout the past 20, 30 years are you like, oh, wait a second. I do that? I didn't notice that.
Not that often.
I'm saying, like, you look back on stuff after reading like, some of the self-help book, I'm like, wait a second, I'm seeing a pattern here.
Oh, yeah.
But you've never seen it before when you've been doing the whole fucking time.
Yeah. You got to step outside yourself sometimes. That's why I like journaling. As long as you go back and actually read the journals.
Yeah, I tried that.
Yeah, I was talking with Mara about journaling, and she said she thinks it can be a negative because it keeps you thinking about that moment or whatever, and it's like, well, that's depends on how you're writing the thing. If you're writing it in such a fashion, because like for me, I've got to get stuff out of my monkey brain so that I stop thinking about it. Like once it's on paper, I can be like, all right, well, I don't need to worry about that anymore. Or if I can, or if I'm looking for something in my thinking, like this these patterns and destructive tendencies.
I am the problem.
Which means you can also be the solution.
There are two wolves inside, both fighting to the death.
There are two wolves inside, and one of them likes tacos. And we just had tacos.
I said to the
one. So he's sleeping, so the other one's running amok.
I said to the one meme, there's two wolves inside. One lets you drink on the weekends, they'll let you drink on the weekdays.
Yeah. Yeah. Alcohol.
So I ran some numbers.
Oh.
Because we made a promise. But fortunately, it wasn't. We didn't have to keep it now because it doesn't exist. But hypothetically, we kept this podcast as a bi-weekly from the very beginning. By the last day of this year, can you guess how many episodes we would have had?
118.
Yep.
You sent it to me. Okay. Were you thinking I was just really good at math?
No, I didn't know if you'd remember or not.
No, it's part of my tism that I remember numbers.
I tell people all sorts of random facts, and you died to say that. Oh, you said that?
I can remember numbers. I can't remember fucking a lot of stuff. Like I blame jiu-jitsu for not remembering anybody's name. I'm like, I'm sorry, what's your name again? And they tell me, I'm like, I can't remember because I get choked a lot.
Well, all the guys I've met, I'm like, I'm bad. Oh, so am I. Like, apparently people take the jiu-jitsu, not good with names at all.
Exactly. It gives you a good reason to not be good with names. Yeah, 118 podcasts. That would have been good, but yeah, we'll get there.
We're at 75.
We're making progress.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Do we really have 118 episodes by now? No, we didn't.
No. I mean, that would have been a lot, especially if we kept the book reading format. Like, that would have been fucking too many books. You could do a book every 2 weeks.
The Library of Alexandria? Pfft, we've read more than that.
That's how you wind up doing things like I do, where I'm like, oh, yeah, let me get a book list. And books that are on it, I get them. But if they're books I already read, I don't remember reading them until I start reading them. I'm like, wait a second, this sounds familiar. Son of a bitch, I have this book.
Oh, yes, yeah, so I was listening to that Freakonomics book 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I got two and a half.
Think like a freak.
Think like a freak.
I got Freakonomics, their other book.
I got 2.5 hours left. So I'm cutting the grass. I'm like, I get down on half the hill, so I'm like, what? It can't be over. Like, what are they talking about? Like, this can't be over. I just started this thing. They left like an hour and a half of podcast. Like, oh, check out our podcast.
See, they did it wrong. They should have done it like Goggins' book, where they had the podcast in between chapters.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
But it was funny, because they were talking about this guy. He was a gambling addict. And apparently he went and, like, he got this one in a trillion hand. But he got arrested because he put himself on the no-gamble list for the place. And as long as he didn't win, he was okay. But he actually, like, won an amazing amount of money. And
they talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't remember that in the book.
I'm like, you know what? This is kind of cool, but I got better things to listen to right now in this heat.
Yeah. That book was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
I'll probably check out their other book because it's on my list and I actually own it.
I was expecting more.
I brought up a stack of books that I had on the coffee table in the living room and I was like, oh, wait, I do have this Freakonomics book. I'm like, glad I didn't go buy it again. I'm due for a trip to Half Price Books soon, though.
To buy or sell?
To buy. If I don't sell the books back to them. I'll just go stick them in one of these free libraries that are around here when I need to do a book dump.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody else get them. And
so it really pissed me off the one time was I was hanging out with my ex-wife and her friend, and we were walking around in a free library, and her friend was like, oh, and I guess she found some book that was bad, so she took it out because it shouldn't be in a free library. I'm like, who the fuck are you to judge what's a good book or bad
book? She's banning books.
Uh-huh.
She wants to be a liberal, but she's banning books.
Being a school teacher and all. I want to make a digital version of the little libraries.
Yeah.
I saw a thing, and I bought it. Every couple of years, I buy a 2600 magazine, just so I can think I'm cool.
Yeah.
Let it remember who I am. And they had the guy had a little microcontroller that he could set up that it was like a free library. Like, you could go there and download stuff off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a 24-hour bulletin board.
Hmm.
So that the neighborhood could like, have a conversation. After 24 hours, it would get wiped.
Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And then you could put a QR code on every one of them free libraries. And,
mm-hmm.
Although, that's dangerous scanning random QR codes you don't know anything about. But.
So I've been looking into ham stuff again because, like, my license might expire in about 2 years.
See, that's something else I got. It's on my list. I got to get into that. I'd love to do that and install with, like, a radio and the Jeep for road trips and shit.
Mm-hmm. But I was looking at what I could do digitally because I don't want to talk to people. But they have a thing called FT8, where basically it's like a digital version of doing that back and forth. So I'm looking to see what equipment I need to get for that. But I need my general to get the fun stuff. So
what I need to do is I need to take a I need to do a speech to text thing for the garage where we put the police scanner for the Pittsburgh on it, and then we just have a screen that has like the text going down what they say, so I don't have to actually listen to it. I can just read it.
We can do that.
Yeah, I know it's doable. It's just got to do it.
Because I mean, what you can do is get a software-defined radio and pipe that into something and have it do the translation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been tracking airplanes. I bought an RTL SDR radio, basically software-defined radio, and I've been tracking airplanes in the area.
Let's get on that list.
I mean,
this guy's in every database, but he never actually did any crimes. He's a softened criminal.
we can't stick him with anything, but yet there's so much stuff we could get him for.
He didn't quite evade taxes, he just didn't pay them for a couple of years.
It's like right before we're about to catch him, he just paid everything off. Now we owe him money somehow.
Like the guy I saw, and I think he was a Joe Rogan, he said for years, like there's a thing that if you call the utility companies and tell them that you're sending the check in, they can't cut off your power or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he would just wait until, like, the due date, and he'd call them and be like, hey, I'm sending the check in. And he just did that for years. He just never sent them a check. But he had an alarm set to go ahead and do it. I don't know if it's real or not, but it's a funny story.
Oh, what did I hear the other day that was funny? Oh. I don't know. Instagram and TikTok have not been really making. Like, the other day, like, are you alive? I'm like, I didn't find any good TikToks this morning.
Yeah, I've had those. But that was also after you were all sad and depressed or whatever. And also, I know you're always frequently doing stuff at your dad's, like running over bees and shit. And who knows what the hell you did in your basement. You might have juiced yourself. Somebody's got to check on you.
I don't juice myself.
Might add a CO2 leak.
Speaking of bees, I went up. So my dad, so last Friday, I left here. I went home. I'm finishing up work. My mom's like, your dad wants you to go into the house. I'm like, why? He needs to talk to you. I'm like, about what? He's like, just come to the house. I'm like, so I get in the car. I'm driving up. I get to the bottom of the hill. My mom's like, don't bother coming. What are you talking about, don't bother coming?
I'm already here.
It's like, where am I? I'm at the bottom of the hill. I'll be there in like 2 minutes. So apparently my dad went to get his truck inspected, and the front wishbone suspension, something needed to replace, a ball joint needed to replace. He goes, I think we can do it. I'm like, they said, oh, the garage will take them 8 hours. I'm like, that means it'll take us 2 to 3 days. I'm not messing with that. There's too many adjustments under there.
What does that have to do with bees?
Well, while we're doing that, my mom like moved the planter, and these bees are coming out of the porch.
Okay.
It's like, oh, we found some bees. I'm like, I'm out of here. See you later. Someone might still be allergic. I ain't gonna find out if it's true.
Yeah, did I tell you about Di's car? She had a light that came on because some sensor, and when they checked it to fix it, there was a rodent had chewed through a wire. Because apparently Fiat and their genius, their wire coatings are made of corn syrup. It's like, well, that's a fucking brilliant thing to do. Fucking sweeten up the wires for them. Like, I've had to put hot sauce and toothpaste and stuff on my cables in the house to keep the cats from chewing on them.
Oh, that's what I ask you. So, I was toying with the idea of maybe getting a kitten.
Yeah?
I was worried about the basement. Are they smart enough not to drink motor oil and random shit on the floor?
Yeah, if they get older, yeah. Like, they're not going to eat, drink it if it smells bad. I mean, keep them away from it at first and hang out with them when they're and watch what they do when they're near it and fucking scare them. You know, gaslight them with it.
That seems kind of... I don't know if I like this idea.
Fucking when they go near, just come out in a giant puma suit. They'll never do it again. They'll fucking probably never go to the basement. Yeah, we keep the cats out of the basement. But Holden got down there one day, and it was fucking... Because he's got that weird meow, and he's just running all around the fucking perimeter of the basement with me chasing. He's like, meow, 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 meow. It's like, you fucker. He ran right back up the steps. I'm like, you're never coming down here again. Like, mm-mm.
Guess that means in a baby gate if I do get a cat.
Yeah. To get to your basement, though, don't you have to go down that... Those weird steps.
Yeah, them the trap door.
Yeah, trap door. So you could probably make him afraid of the trap door.
Booga booga booga. I was looking at was I talking to ChatGPT last night about what breeds cats? Because like, I want a more dog like cat. I don't want one of those asshole cats. Like, I am your god. Fuck you.
You want a cat that's like that's actually like Archie. Archie's because he's. We fucking Googled him and everything, and he's part Maine Coon. That's why he plays fetch and stuff. And, like, he sits there, his tail wags like a goddamn dog when you see him. He's real fucking personable. We have movie night. We'll do that soon. You can meet Archie if he... We'll have to see how he is with strangers.
I was in the lobby for the quarterly. Hey, we should watch Dune 2.
We should.
I hear Dune 3 is coming out soon.
Bring your own popcorn bucket.
Oh, I got plenty of popcorn buckets.
I'm just joking about the Dune popcorn buckets that look like the fleshlights.
Oh, because I don't know if you knew this or not, but my ex-wife and I used to go to movies all the time. I think that like the first year we went to like 100 movies in a year, and then like we'd buy the yearly popcorn bucket because for like $6 you get a free large refill of the popcorn and the bucket. Uh-huh. So like $16 on a Tuesday. It was movie night.
Yeah, that's doable. That's a lot of movies.
Yep. That's when movies weren't shit.
Well, the thing is, they felt like they were shit, but they're not shit compared to now. Like, now everything's like, the fucking same.
Well, like, I remember way back in 2004, right after I got out of college, my buddy and I went down to the waterfront to watch Hot Fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy's like, oh, here, let me explain Hot Fuzz to you. No, it was Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
He's like, it's a zombie da-da-da-da. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, just go watch it. I'm like, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah. They took chances back then. No, they don't.
Too scared.
Why? It might fail. It might be a cult classic.
Yeah, look at all the Disney shit that's coming out. The Little Mermaid, Ironheart.
Yeah, fucking making things that fail anyway.
I'm surprised Fantastic Four didn't shit the bed.
No, they had a chance a couple times, but I think now that it's brought back into the bigger Marvel universe, they're gonna keep it from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to make a shitty TV show, fucking especially for if it's just on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what the UFC's doing?
No,
they no longer pay per view. They're 100% going to be on Paramount Plus. So if you have a Paramount Plus subscription, you get to see them whenever you want. So they're trying to kill the pay per view model.
Well, Habib's gone, so I don't care. Find me the next Habib.
The Dagestanis, I think that's where they're from. The Dagestanis, dude, they're all like that. They're all fucking nutty like that.
Let's talk now.
He's like, if you want to train seriously, like, you know, no whining, no nothing. You come in, you train. You say, tired in the morning, train. Hungry, train. You know, all these people, they tired, they hungry, they train. He's one of those people whose dad had him wrestling a bear as a kid.
There's that one Super Bowl commercial where, like, he's like, you get a team, we'll get you to play, and that one kid's actually wrestling the bear, and he gives the thumbs up, he jumps in the car, we brought our team!
I don't think I saw that one.
I'll have to find it and send it to you. It's fucking amazing. Because this one kid wants to play football, these kids, like, you have a team, he just gets all these random kids.
Nice. I'm like Moneyball.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's that one Keelan Peele skit. Or like they're the two fighters. It's like, I'm gonna fuck him up. I'll do this. And goes, I will take his life, dude. I think this guy's serious. Like, dude, I'm kind of scared. Like, I ain't playing. I don't want to die.
Count Drago. If he dies, he dies. Dude was the scariest Russian in the world back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 4 more minutes. We got 45 minutes.
Woo, woo, woo. Hey, who do you think would win a fight? Mr. T from Rocky or Khal Drogo?
Khal Drogo.
I don't know. Mr. T was horrifying also.
He was, but he wasn't Russian.
He wasn't. Well, if they gave him the same juice they were giving the Russian, Mr. T would definitely win. But he was a machine just sitting there doing pull-ups on a little rope just with his fingers. I'm crazy. My prediction. Pain. Mama Jamma.
I love the fact that the 80s, like, we can't train people. Just get football players to be these guys.
Make them all super, super ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also is just the Arnold Schwarzenegger effect. Because people weren't that big in the 70s. And then the 80s, they just fucking got bigger and bigger.
It was all the juicing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now apparently they're talking about the body dysmorphia being so bad, and like the superhero effect it's having on young children, where if they think they've got to be ripped like that, and it's like, it's unhealthy to be like 7% body fat.
So I remember back when we were lifting weights, I'm like, I wonder if I can get abs. Like, body fat 6%. I'm like, yeah, fuck that.
Now if you get below I think it's like below 15%, you start to see them. It's just, if you want to have like fucking a whole, if you want to see every one of them, you got to get below 10%, and that's hard to do.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to do once. That's why, like, Mara, I told Mara, like, if I could do a six-month cycle of steroids, I'd do it. Like, I'd get jacked, because then your body has that muscle memory of being that size or whatever, and you can get back to there. Also, just be fun to do one time. Just be like, yeah, fucking, this is the summer we got jacked. I'm not doing anything illegal.
Yeah, but the needles every day in the ass.
Eh.
That's all I can think of. The Joey Diaz talking about one dude. His mom poked him in the ass with the steroids.
Yeah, I wouldn't care about that. I tell you,
I don't like needles.
For whatever reason, I just thought about this. Did you? I tell you about the one yard sale we went. The friendship, the neighborhood had their yard sale the other a couple weeks back, and like 9 a.m. and this dude's cooking hot dogs. I'm like, I'm gonna have a hot dog, and it's really made me think of Joel. Made me think of you. Like, Joel would have a hot dog right now. This guy's grilling hot dogs, so I'm like, I'm gonna have a hot dog. I didn't have breakfast. I had a hot dog, and then later on, Mara's like, I'm hungry. Should have had a hot dog. I was like, I told you should have had a hot dog. She's like, but were they good? I was like, it's a fucking hot dog at 9 in the morning. How good could it be?
I mean, how bad can they be?
Yeah, exactly.
As long as they're not red. Don't eat red hot dogs. Went down to Virginia as a kid one time, and like they had red hot dogs. I'm like, this is weird. They taste a little funny. No, my boss like, fuck you.
What the hell were they made out of?
I have no clue. But like, when I remember as a kid going to Virginia, I was like, it was a whole different world.
Yeah.
Like my grandma lived on, she had a trailer, and she was on top of this hill. And you go to the bottom of the hill. There's like the highway. It was like a regular road, but it was a highway. The speed was like 55 miles an hour.
On a dirt road.
No, it was a regular road, but it was basically a highway, but it wasn't a highway. It's kind of weird. And 5 miles from her house was a place called Jed's. It was a gas station. And then civilization was 20 minutes down the road from there.
Virginia's a special land.
Mm-hmm. And my dumb ass took my bicycle and rode down up and down that road a little bit. There was a top of the hill I'd go to, and this guy had a dog. And I get to the top of the hill, the dog would chase him. I'm like, see ya, and just go down the hill. I'm like, I can't run you on foot, but I can definitely run you downhill.
Now, what he said was, chopper, get him. But what we heard was, chopper, sick balls. Fucking great movie. I love Stand By Me. I'm going to dodge the train. Psycho kids.
Yep. Well, hopefully we have this whole episode this time.
Yeah, if not, we just skip and go to 76, and if people ask what happened.
Wasn't meant to be.
You had to be there, man. You had to be there.
Well, in 2 weeks.
We'll be back.
Yep.
Hey, bye, take everybody. Care, everyone.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.